Good morning. Welcome to Elk Rapids Township Meeting. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's 9 a.m., January 14th. It's our monthly township meeting. We'll move on to public comment. Do we have any public comment? Not hearing any. We'll move on. Approval of the agenda. I'd like to make a change in the agenda. I would propose that we would move the township sewer discussion up to right behind number six, Antrim County Road Commission. Is there any objections?
No.
Are we going to need a motion?
I can make a motion to approve the agenda with moving item 11 to item 6.A.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion? Not hearing any. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Dick Holtz is absent. Consent agenda.
I'm sorry. Do we need an approval for the agenda itself, or did that?
No, you're right. I'm sorry, you are right. We should have approval of the agenda now.
So I move to approve the agenda as adjusted.
I support. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, Dick Holtz is absent. Consent agenda. Anything on the consent agenda that needs to be changed or added or removed? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as written.
I'll second.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Roll call. Eisenhardt.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Hoisberg, yes. Holtz is absent.
Yes. Motion carries. I'll let you catch up.
Okay, I'm with you. Thanks.
Okay, we'll move on. Assessor. What we're asking is we're requesting that the board approve Wednesday, March 11th at 2020 as the second meeting date of the March Board of Review. For purposes of hearings, per MCL 211.302, parentheses 2. Anyways, we've had to make a date adjustment. Yes. And I'll need a motion on that as well, please.
I'll move to approve Wednesday, March 11th, 2020 as the second meeting date for the Board of Review.
I'll support.
Okay, we have support. Any further discussion?
Do you want to read when those dates are?
You know, that's a good idea, Mike.
Okay.
Would you please?
The dates are Wednesday, March 11th, which you just approved, from 9 a.m. to 3. Thursday, March 12th, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
And those are posted on our website and in our window out front.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take a vote, please. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on. Antrim County Road Commission. Bert is present. Like, come up and fill us in on what's happening out on Bay Shore.
As weather updates.
Smart. What's up, Chief?
Table here or something.
You want, just move that one.
That's all right. I'll balance things here. Just a couple quick updates on a couple things road commission-wise. We did add a fourth night driver this year. We've been running three-night crew for decades now, primarily to do work on the state trunk line. We operated two out of Mancelona Garage on staggered shifts and then one out of the Central Lake Garage, which covered down all the way this way. So we added a fourth guy out of Kewaden Garage, and that'll increase our level of service on county primaries and the trunk line in this area, especially in around Milton Township. It paid off early this winter. An early November storms slammed up and down this side of the county, so it was nice having that extra guy on to help cover that. Of course, the main focus is going to be state trunk line, but that'll give more opportunity to get off on some of the higher volume county primaries at night. It'll help us on weekends also and early morning. Have a head start on it, maybe not have to get crews out as much during the day on weekends. All four of these guys are on Friday through Sunday, regularly scheduled. Their nights off are during the week, staggered. A couple of the guys come in at 3:30 and work till whenever they're needed. And then the other two come in at 9:30, work till 6. They can come in earlier, of course. So just somewhat of a significant change for our operation during winter. Should see a, I'm hoping to see a better level of service around this area with that. So, also, just to let you know, the next section of Cherry Avenue overlay is scheduled for 2021. So, that'll be a much needed improvement there. That'll be a nice stretch of road all the way from the bridge up to Kewaden. So, of course, for projects with the township. For next year, Dorrance and I went again late fall, early winter, drove all the county roads in the township and discussed what would be appropriate. We looked at doing chip seals on Town Line and Birch Lake as a capital preventive maintenance project, keep those pavements in good condition. Birch Lake, of course, is on township line with Milton, so I got confirmation from Milton Township they're willing to split the cost of that. I did also talk to our contractor we had last year, and they're willing to extend prices from last year into this year. So we'll get all that lined up and going. Also, the paving on Birch Point Drive was another one that we looked at. So all those together, I think I estimated at about $52,000 right now. So, and on that note, cost share allocation, which last year was our first year, 2019 was the first year of our new cost share policy, which was a distribution based on formula of a set amount that the road commission would establish. It's based on the amount of money that the legislature allocates from income tax earmarks, which is new funding beginning 2019, new funding for road commissions for roads. Last year it was $400,000 was the amount the road commission established to share with all the townships. This year, 2020, is going to be $650,000. I'll give you copies of the letter I sent out back in December establishing what the road commission had established.
We've got that, I think,
got it
in our packets.
And the second handout is, if you could pass it along. Yep. Copy of each. The second handout is the distribution formula. I don't think anybody got that second handout there. That is...
The formula?
No, that shows the prices, the way it's broken down. This shows how it's broken down by number of miles and population. 35% on population, 65% on number of local county road miles. So you can see how those numbers are calculated. So like I said, this year is $650,000. It's about a little more than $30,000 for Elk Rapids Township cost share. So much more than we've shared in the past. we've been around 150, 175,000 in total in past years that we've shared with townships. So we're able to spread more money out to the townships, seeing how we're getting more money from the state now. So I don't know if there's any questions on that. There's been some confusion as we shifted from old policy to new in some different townships, but so it's a good opportunity to clear any misunderstandings up.
We like more.
What's that?
So we like more.
Oh, yeah.
We need to see more from the state.
Yeah.
And then on to the big problem I got going down in this area is North Bayshore Drive. Been monitoring North Bayshore Drive in a couple spots since June, and these pictures here on top, you can see this is up at what I call the North End project. It's about 3/4 of a mile, half a mile up from the condos or the village line. You can see I got pictures here in June, and then a couple in October, and then one in November. We've lost a lot of the shoreline since June, a tremendous amount, and we are within 5 to 10 feet of the edge of the pavement in this particular spot, and it's creeping closer. Great Lakes water levels are predicted to increase maybe another foot yet this spring and into summer. We're getting near record high levels now, and if we see any kind of northwest winds, it really hammers this area, the shoreline. So I've been watching that, and we're at the point now where it's threatening the road, and we gotta do something about this. The second page shows that same area after we took some emergency measures here back just before Thanksgiving. They're predicting some heavy winds out of that north direction, which I was concerned was really going to hammer this area. We had Elmer's come in and put some heavy riprap down in there, and then down south a little bit by the condos. There's about $13,000 worth of work. We can reuse this stone in a permanent shore protection here to protect this road. The third page is just a couple overhead shots. Top shot is November 25th, and then the second one was November 29th after we did that emergency shore protection there. You can see we're getting real close to the edge of the pavement. In that top shot, you'll see a couple of white and black squares in there. That was ground control for aerial survey done by our consulting engineer. So, next page shows the south end in front of the condos. Again, looking at it in June, October, and then November. You may have witnessed that power pole right there leaned over. I met with Consumers Power on the 16th. We looked at it, talked about it, and then on the 17th, that night it leaned over, so that's what we found on the 17th. They came in, straightened it up, put a case on around it, and filled it with stone. I'm trying to get a little money out of them for permanent shore protection around that, as well as to protect the road. You can see we're within about 5 feet of the pavement there also. And then there's a couple overhead shots on that last page, one on the 25th and one on the 29th of November. You can see the stone that we put in there to help keep that from eroding. The work we did is temporary. It was just a quick throw and go. Get some heavy riprap in there. It's only gonna be a matter of time and some storms that'll get washed away. I've got a design for the south end. I have a permit for the south end from both the Corps of Engineers and Eagle Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, used to be DEQ. We're all set to go on that. The north end, we've submitted for the permits. On the 7th, they've received them. We should see those any day now. The Corps of Engineers turning theirs around in no time, a couple days. So we should be permitted and ready to go. The north end is estimated at $285,000. Up there, we're going to drive some steel sheet pile about, lost the distance. No, it's a couple hundred feet, 250 feet of sheet pile along there. And then armor the toe with some heavy stone like you see in the, that we put down earlier. And then splash stone on top of that to protect the top end of that sheet pile. So $285,000 for that. 250 feet of sheet pile and stone work. It's a permanent shore protection and it protect that road. We're going to lose the road if we don't do something permanently. We're already well within the right-of-way on some of this and getting real close to that road. On the south end, that's about $50,000 estimated work down there. No sheet pile, just heavy stone, just more of it in a longer stretch there. I have designs on both of these if you want to see them here with me. I've been working with a site condo, Property Owners Association. I'm not sure, but their board is kind of split on whether or not to help in the cost of this. I think they will once we get a little further down the road with permits and whatnot, possibly even let it out for bids. But I'm hopeful to get some money out of them. I mean, it is a benefit to the property owners to have some of this protection in there. It should add value to their property. Same on the north end. I've had conversations with three of the four property owners up there. Not sure where we are with them on that, but it could be costly. We'll certainly try and work and get all four of those property owners to participate in the cost of this as well. It's something that we want to get going on pretty quick. I really wanted to be working on it here in the next few weeks. It's a good time of the year to do it. Contractors aren't as busy. I could probably get some good prices, but I got to make sure we got everything in lined up as far as cost participation on this. And also we have to have our permits, which we should have here shortly. With that, I guess I would ask the township consider helping on this. This is a local county road. We are threatening the road. We will lose it if we don't do something. We're prepared to go ahead and get this done. But like I say, I'm also working on, like I said, consumers on the south end to try and get a little money out of them that protects their pole. I've had a few conversations with our state legislators, Tristan Cole and Wayne Schmidt. The best I got out of them was a maybe. And I don't want to wait 5 years on a maybe. But I'll keep pushing, seeing what we can get out of them as well. I don't know. We're not the only county. We're not unique. There's other problems going on right straight across the bay. The Bluff Drive, Grand Traverse County's got a problem. They've closed that road down. On the other side, Old Mission Peninsula, I think they've had some problems. Up and down Lake Michigan, there's been roads washed out. I think from what I've seen and talked to other counties, we're ahead of the game. We're getting our permits. We've got our design in place, ready to go to construction where they've already lost road and still trying to figure out what they're going to do. So I don't want to lose road. I want to keep it open. So.
Well, just so the board knows, Bert and I have talked about 2021 of going out and having to do some resurfacing on the road as well. We've got that in kind of our longer range plan. You know, what I'd mentioned to Bert is obviously we don't want to lose the road and have it get closed. I've spoken with Mike a little bit about what we're going to have in the budget for next year. I'm not guessing I'm not sure when Bert's going to do this, but I would guess I'd ask the board if they would consider some type of contribution to kind of maintain that road through there. I mean, it's from what we're anticipating with our expenditures next year, from what Mike shared with me, is somewhere around $10,000, maybe $12,000 that we'd have left that we may be able to put forward to it after our repairs and our contribution to the village. I guess I just ask the board to consider that. And then maybe when we go out there, if we can do it in two, this is my opinion, and Bert step in where we want, but the following year, if we go out and do the resurface work and there's any finalization to be done, especially on shoulders and what have you, maybe we could have enough money to do something similar to try to, you know, maintain. what we have there, or at least, I don't think it's going to be an upgrade, but try to keep it in place. I didn't realize how bad it was until I drove up there and took a look. The day Bert and I were driving around looking at roads, we saw, or he showed me the problem. So it's pretty darn close. I mean, I'm not sure, you're probably going to have to add more rock yet this year if it keeps coming, I'm guessing, but.
I'm hoping we can go permanent here soon this year. I don't know. It just depends on what I can get worked out with all the property owners. Obviously, we'll need their permission to do anything. We're off on their property installing this. Some of it is well within the road right away, but still, it's going to be tough to construct in that area.
Well, we also, our board, we've got budgets coming up in February, so I wanted to have Bert come in and explain the situation. So when we're going through the budget process, we can consider. I said to Bert, we're not prepared to give him an answer right now, but when we go through budgets and see what we have to work with, and knowing that you are contributing the 30, it looks like for this year, roughly, and with the other expenses, it's just something to think about. I mean, I would encourage the board, if you have any questions, I mean, I think the pictures are pretty self-explanatory. I mean, it is right at the road's edge, especially on its south end. I'm amazed. I mean, I hope you can hold the road.
It's amazing how much has happened since June. We've lost a lot. June, it didn't look that bad, and I was hopeful. I was crossing my fingers that we would get by. But, wow, I came back a couple months later, and it's just and with the lake levels continuing to increase, we're bound to get more storms. We're going to lose more there. Obviously, the emergency measures we took will slow that down until we can get something done. But that's only a small section of that area that we're concerned of. There's more to the south of that we put the stone on that's going to – we're going to lose here. So we got a little more room there, but not much.
Aaron, do you have any thoughts?
We got to do something, in my opinion. That's a really important road, obviously. And I see it quite often. I noticed it two or three days ago. I was like, this is getting serious, you know?
You pile a lot of snow there now.
Yeah. 10-15 years, it'll be a whole different scene. It'll look a lot different. It'll be a lot of room there. But
yeah.
It'll come back. 20-25 years, we'll be back where we are now.
Yeah, that's one way to get the water to recede, right?
Right.
Put into it and
build it, and it'll go. Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate, obviously, but it's a real deal. I know the neighbor across the road from me in Inwood Harbor, I haven't looked at it lately, but coming in with my boat even this summer, it's getting I don't
it's
know
up.
What they're going to do. I don't, maybe they've got a plan in place. I haven't talked to them, but it's shocking, really.
Yeah. Well, the house went over the cliff in Pentwater
a
few weeks ago, and there's another one right next door. I think it's close. It's happening all up and down the coastline. But.
Yeah, I got to believe doing it now is going to be more cost effective than, because this, I mean, if you look at that, I mean, there's nothing keeping it there. I mean, that sand gets washed away pretty easily.
It does, definitely. It's amazing how fast it'll go in a short period of time when you get some wave action on it.
And especially, you get a lot of northwest winds this time of year, that's for sure.
Yeah. So. Best thing we could do is the lake would freeze over, but
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, that doesn't look like it, not anytime soon, unless we get a lot of cold weather in the next.
It could, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, we're always talking to you about money. I know how you don't like surprises.
No. We talked before. And once we get the prices from Bert for what we want to do, when we got, and we get the match, and we know exactly what we're going to be spending on and what I'm going to give the village, I think 10 to 12 could be a reasonable amount, and it won't drain our funds either.
And this, I agree with Bert that this time of year you're going to get more aggressive pricing from contractors.
I'm not sure we're going to hit that window, but That was my goal, but I got to get all the ducks in a row on this. But
Nothing happens quicker.
And some of the pressure was relieved when we just went out there and threw some emergency riprap in there just to hold it. So I'm not as concerned about the urgency at this point, but it's only a matter of time, and we need to get on it. So.
What do you think, Shelley? You're the last one, unfortunately.
And I'm sitting over here with a confused look. I know I came in that way, but you keep talking about next year. Are you talking fiscal next year, or are you talking 2021? I mean, I'm hoping that you get in there next week and fix this.
Well, my goal was to get under construction end of February.
Okay.
That was the original goal. But like I say, the urgency is a little less now that we took the emergency action to help hold that. And I don't want to get ahead of us in dealing with property owners.
Or permitting.
And permitting, obviously. Yeah. But I think we'll have that in line hopefully this week. And we'll be ready to go.
So we're talking 2020.
Hopefully 2020, all yes.
Right. See, my next year thing, I didn't know if you were talking fiscal year or... Well, yeah, this looks bad. Boy, you got a year to work on this. Come on back.
I was thinking paving years the next summer.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was getting worried for these people out here because...
We typically don't hit high water until 4th of July.
It's going to come up here as spring progresses.
I was going to say spring typically alone does. Could...
Yeah. Well, and just to remind everyone, this would be coming out of the road millage, so it has to go toward the road repairs. I mean, and that's going to be obviously with the road right there. I think that very well qualifies. And then we want to resurface Bayshore on this year of 221 is what Bert and I talked about. So whether or not if they get it all done next year or the following year, we're going to be there doing road work and maintenance. So, you know, when we get through the budgets and we can give you a real hard number, Bert, I think that's kind of...
Yeah, that'd be great.
We can get back to you. But I think from, well, voting on it, it appears that we can do something.
I'm going to work on the property owners for a significant portion of it, at least prorated by the amount across the front of their property. And it could be a significant amount to a couple of them. I might suggest to them maybe a special assessment district where it could be assessed on the taxes and paid out over a short period of time, 5 years or something like that. Maybe lessen the sting a little bit. I know a couple of them were already looking at doing something there anyway. And then when I stepped in, they kind of backed off of what they were doing with their contractor. So... I think they're already prepared to spend some money down there. I'm not sure they were going to go as significant. One property owner did some work down there a couple of years ago, but it was not anywhere near substantial. It has not done anything. It washed out behind that. They've lost everything that was done. So what we're looking at doing is going to be substantial, and I'm not going to say it's permanent, but darn near permanent. I'll never have to worry about it again.
Be careful of that. Never's a long time.
Yeah, never say never.
I remember when we had the highway along Acme, you know, and they had to, remember the water was coming up so high and hitting 31 there, and they went in and had to put all that rock in there, and next thing you know, the water's receding and people are building right on that darn shoreline. Don't you remember? That was terrible, yeah.
There is rock along there on the south end, just north of the condos, that the road commission did 30-plus years ago. It was before I came here. I mean, not too long before I came here. So I don't know the details of that. I can't find out any details, but that has held up. It's failing a little bit, but it still held that shoreline through there. So.
Does the board have any other questions for Bert?
I'd just like to say I think we should try to support him as much as we can.
I would agree.
Well, we'll be going through budget next month, and Bert, we'll get back with you, but
okay.
We'll get something worked out.
Sounds good.
And if anything changes in what you're thinking the numbers are going to look like for what we're going to spend, we'll need to know that, of course.
Yep.
But because we'll be fairly close.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bert. Thanks for keeping us updated.
Yep.
Okay. Next, we will move on to the township sewer. I'm sure this is what everybody's been waiting for. We'll be discussing the Karen Highway Sewer. Performance Engineering has come up with three different proposals, and Brad Muma is here from Performance to explain them. And what we're hoping to achieve today is for the board to make a decision on a proposal to go forward with for our sewer meeting. So I guess at this point, I'll turn it over to Brad and let him walk through them.
So we've took this to the next step, and what we originally were showing is just kind of main line and covering the entire area. And by moving this forward, we kind of added in all the other ancillary items as far as service connections and clean outs and air release, those types of items, to try to better come up with a total per connection cost. And doing that, we also want to present basically three options on how the northern end would terminate during this project scope. And I carried that through and basically into three different proposals or budgets estimates. And all of them are going to serve the same customers. And as we talked about before, kind of come down to a central force main that'll continue cross-country and tie in with the existing force main from the Sportsman's Club to the treatment plant. And then we'll go to the southern end of around Spirea Drive, and the northern end will come all the way back up to our Maple Harbor project that we did here a couple years ago, and basically capture all the properties along Karen Highway there. The one thing we haven't looked at, because I've been getting, you know, trying to work with Village and speak with them and kind of get their input to help determine what's going on at the southern end, is south of Spirea Drive down to the Township Village interconnect, where there's some overlap on customers. And right now, I don't know who's currently a Village customer that's in the township and who's doesn't have access to sewer today. But at some point, I think we want to look at that. But we kind of just left them out of the picture for now until we get more information from the Village.
Well, so, we know, or you know for a fact, there's some that are hooked into the sewer from the township side presently.
Yes, so I believe there's 8 homes that a private individual put in a little force main and tied back into the Village force main. It became Village sewer customers, even though they're in the township. There's more non-sewer customers that are in the township in that region.
South of it.
I believe, between there line. Towards the golf course. I just don't know what the count is, who is and who isn't. That's I gotta get with Marcus and work through that to kind of know how to lay that out and what the count is. There might be 6, 8, there could be 10 or 12. I'm just not sure until I talk with him. So we kind of kept it as Spirea Drive to the Maple Harbor project for now. And the three options that I'm showing are how we want to terminate at the north end. So you got the Wandawood Resort. I'm not sure where their community system's at and how they're ultimately going to connect into the new force main system. So one option C, could potentially terminate at the southern end of Wandawood and still capture Wandawood. But I won't know, you know, without moving forward farther on and if that's possible. I believe it is, but I wanted to make that as an option and work a way to get them tied in option C. Option B is kind of a better option in my mind. It puts new force main on the frontage of all the new customers. So you would have Forest Main fronting all of the Wandawood Resort to the north end. And it would also get us all the way meeting up with where the Maple Harbor project terminated. So you've basically, you've covered the whole shoreline with new pipe at that point. And then the final option, option A, which is more of a long-term option. You could make it part of this project, but it is more of a long-term option where we come all the way up and we connect back into the Maple Harbor lift station, turn that around, and start sending all of Maple Harbor flow and anything that comes into that lift station into this new system and bring it that way and not through the Birch Lake piping. And by doing that, it also gives us the redundancy that we talked about before, where in a sense that if something was to happen to the Sportsman's lift station or that piping or Inwood Harbor decided to come in at some point, it gives us more redundancy and the ability to bring all that flow this way, emergency or increased demand, what have you. And by doing that, though, we've come up with basically three numbers. The long-term option of A is kind of where we'd like to be ultimately. And then option B is the middle one where we terminate at the north end of the Wandawood Resort. That would basically reduce the cost of $1,800, $2,000, rough numbers, from A to B per connection. And if you were able to go with option C, that would further reduce that cost by roughly another $1,000 per connection.
What's the advantage of option A in your mind? Just fulfilling the loop?
Yes, I mean, it is for sure a long-term goal. If you're going to do any sewering along the shoreline here in Karen Highway, doing option A is for sure a long-term goal. It gives you that redundancy. Not that you need to replace the Sportsman's Forest Main piping, but it's inferior piping. It's you know, it's just not as good. It's quite old at this point. So it puts you in a larger pipe, a higher quality pipe, and a new pipe. So, and it creates redundancy too.
Well, I noticed you've sized it with six coming down, but dropping south of where we go west with four.
Yeah, so right now one of the limiting factors on the Sportsman's lift station pumping to the treatment plant is capacity. The lift station is in need of an overhaul and larger pumps and be able to pump more, but you can only go so much and then you're limited by the pipe from the lift station to the treatment plant. By creating this loop, you've taken that cap off and push that limit upward by going to a 6-inch pipe. And you've taken the load off from having to, you know, increase the size of those pumps and do that work at the lift station. It still needs work, but it doesn't need an overall an increase in size if you were to recreate this loop. And it is good redundancy, you know, going forward for any emergency type issues.
If we went with option B, that would get us within a very close distance?
It would. It would, it fronts all the new customers. So that's a good thing is, you know, all the property owners have pipe on their frontage. And it does. It gets you halfway closer to completing the loop. And it makes it something that could be obtainable sooner than later through R&R funds going forward to complete the loop if that's the route it went.
And then option C, would that pick up all the customers still or not?
It would pick up all the customers, but there could be some workings on Wandawood and how they get tied in. They could end up having a long service because I'm not sure without how their system's designed and how it actually functions today. I believe they pump across Karen Highway to the other side of the road. I don't know where that's at along their frontage on Karen Highway. So you, option C might have to come halfway up their property anyways, but it, option C does end at their property line, meaning they could be forced to come to it, but it would be nice to bring Main perpendicular to where they're at now, ideally.
Because, of course, to try to sell this, I looked at the cheapest version, if it gets everyone. But I understand what you're saying about option B. It makes sense.
Yeah. C could serve everybody. I mean, that's the minimum you could do to serve everybody. There might be increased costs for Wanda Wood directly, or C might slide further north, you know, depending where their crossing's at. But it does get to their property, meet their property, and serve all the customers. I think B is a better option because then we know we're crossing their connection, and it puts, again, pipe fronting all properties.
So just for, we're talking about $1,000 difference roughly between
right,
the two.
Right.
B and C.
Right.
Questions? Aaron, anything?
Nope.
Anyone you like better than the other?
A for sure. Yep. Just for the reasons, excuse me, he talked about. It's just makes sense. 20 years from now, you know, I mean, in the short term, I understand it, but long term, if you're going to do it, not that that, if we didn't do A, it would be a bad move at all, but in my opinion, if you're going to do it, I would do, you know, I'd push for A, but it's not, you know, that's my thought.
No, it's what we're here for, because I got to tell you, I'm the landowner guy on this one, so I'm going for the cheap side, so you're offsetting me on this one.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Mike, what's your thoughts?
Well, I tend to agree with Aaron, but like I said, the thing is going to be to sell this to the homeowners.
Pardon me?
To sell this to the homeowners.
Yeah, that's always a challenge. I mean, I don't know if we're basically, what are we, $2,000 per unit more? Or am I wrong? Maybe $3,000.
C roughly. To A is closer to $3,000.
Yeah, $3,000. Yeah. A makes sense. It really does. I mean, overall. Shelley, what's your thoughts? You're the sewer lady.
They called worse.
Wanted to get that in quick. I'm going to be the minority on this one, I can see already.
Well, thinking like a homeowner along there, even between C and B, there's pipe there that will have, I mean, all of these other people are going to be paying for the extra pipe between where C would end and where A would end, because A's already got pipe between B and A, which is along Heron Highway, pretty much, correct?
Yes.
So those people have already paid for that. Wanda Wood is the only piece of property between B and C. So that's maybe one connection. I don't know how we would do it with the cabins, but then you've got the whole rest of this project paying for that extra pipe, not to mention the pipe that's going from the road down to the treatment plant, where you really don't have connections. So there's just a lot of extra main, and I don't mean extra, just main that doesn't have people butting up next to it that can help pay for it. That's the problem with the options. I like option A. If you're going to do a project, do it where it's going to help down the line, because you just, you know, these are big things. You can't keep coming back to these. But that's where I see the hard sell, because you don't have a lot of properties along there to help pay for that. And once again, once we get into this, maybe we can look at other options and help get funding that'll take care of these extra spots that just don't have the density. It's a necessary thing, we just don't have the density to make it easy on the homeowners, is what I'm saying.
Well, the one, and you've got a point that has rung true with me, is we've got a lot of open pipe, but we have saved from using a lift station, which I kind of washed one out for the other, either a lift station or this extra pipe. I mean, otherwise, normally we'd have a lift station involved that would be another added expense by using the system that he's proposing. I like the cheaper version, because now it's on my tab, but I see the reason for the total system. I kind of fell into B just simply because there was just a very short distance. If we ever had to do the connection, we could do the connection to the north, but I was looking at it trying to play the middle ground that what would sell.
I think any option is going to be a big win for the township. Oh, so
it's all more positive for the lake, the township, you know, the whole nine yards. So I'd go with any of them. I mean, I like A. I'm certainly not going to say I don't, because at the end of the day, the way I look at that, that's not even the cost of a septic field and tanks. I mean, all in. So it doesn't bother. That's a big number, but it's, if we can set it up so it's financed over a time period for everyone, I don't, you know, I think that's a good thing. And then if also we can hook into the whole process, you know, getting the pump system and everything in the deal, I mean, so that it's all package. That's the other part of this discussion we need to do. Do we want to add the pump system into it, or do we want to keep it separate and just do the main? We've all kind of decided we like A or B or, you know, whatever. We got to decide what do we want to do with the equipment side of it. Do we want to put that in as part of the project so it could all be funded, you know, through the township?
Can I ask another question? With A, which is the line all the way from, you know, up to the pump station, I'm big on just looking at our township, but if Milton does come in, they're going, you know, we're either going to send them up through Birch Lake or down Karen Highway, which would be the better bet. I'm not sure if and when they're going to do it. They're moving slower than we are. But maybe we can get money to help pay for some of those pipes that aren't totally covered by our customers. I mean, just to share. It's worth asking.
Brad, on that main that comes down on Maple Harbor, you said 2-inch?
The current end. One that comes down, that's just a 2-inch. It was to serve houses up to Wanda Wood.
Yeah, so we wouldn't be able, we'd have to run all the way to the...
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, in your opinion, which one do you like overall, or do you have an opinion?
I think A is your long-term goal. I mean, I think you make that happen. It just might not be part of this project. I like B. I mean, it gets frontage on, you know, all the houses frontage with pipe, and it gets you halfway towards A. I mean, you could dial it back, and you could figure out at what termination point would Wanda Wood be connecting. Go to that as a scope, and then, you know, if things go well and you've got contingency money reserve and pipe costs are reasonable, you could just, you know.
Oh, come on, Brad.
Get that in. So C or B or somewhere in between, you know what I mean?
C or B.
I mean, I think A is your goal long term. It doesn't have to happen on this project. It's we wanted to show it as, you know, a scope, and that's a big part of this project is making that happen. but it doesn't have to be part of their cost. It could be something that could be shared more as a system-wide cost through R&R Reserve, that last, you know, B to A section, because it does benefit everybody.
Because Aaron brings up a great point. I mean, at the end of the day, we want this whole system to flow.
Yeah, that is our objective through proposing all of these.
Well, then, let's leave the equipment out of the picture right now. The additional, what's the board's thoughts on these three proposals? I guess I'd entertain a motion.
Wow, really?
Sure. Well, we got to make a decision, then we got to make another one. But the only thing I weigh in this is we got to sell it. So that's the one big part of it. I don't know what that threshold really is. So the Maple Harbor was, what, right around 15, if I remember, I'm going from memory, per household?
I think it was around 10.5.
10.5, okay.
They had some pump costs and stuff. Some homeowners did.
Yeah. So this is going to be up whichever way we go from that.
Now we're just talking, we're not talking the equipment.
No. Okay. I just think we ought to do a plan, and then we ought to talk about the equipment and make it.
Can I throw this out too? So if we went A and we had equipment included, we're looking at an estimated cost of $19,000. For Maple Harbor, we only amortized over 10 years and people could pay up front. We're able to amortize up to 20 years, and that would spread that cost out and take care of these people that much better. I don't know if that's correct English, but
no,
I got what you're saying.
But yeah, we have that ability to spread this out, and that makes it more palatable to everybody.
No, I agree. We could go to 20 years. Any other thoughts? Mike?
So we've got to choose one of these to present is what you're...
I believe... Brad and I talked about this, and I really think we need to come up with a plan to get behind. And, you know, that's our job, is to lay out a project.
I think you're trying to create a mailing with a cost associated with it. I mean, these three kind of help establish a cost, but you could take option C and just, you know, round it up to $12,000, so it kind of falls in between, or these are all estimated, all assumed quantities. I mean, take it up there a little bit, and you know you're going to at least achieve C, and then if you round it up a little bit, you might be able to get towards B.
You know, I looked at it a little differently, Brad, but I think we're about in the same place. I took B and shortened it up just a little bit, depending on wherever that line is.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Right. I mean, ultimately, I think what we're trying to do with these options is see what's going to most likely sell to the public. And, you know, and it just comes down to dollars, and that's what we're trying to establish today. And it doesn't have to be my 11,381. That's just what my budget kind of kicked out. We could round that up to something.
Well, in a sense, you're saying what I'm saying, just in reverse.
Yes, yes.
You're rounding up, I'm rounding down.
Yeah. So it puts us somewhere. So it gets C done, but, you know, hopefully everything comes in long term and we can stay within what we're telling the people today, and maybe we can get more pipe in closer to B and not, you know, cost any more.
From a sales side, I like that. I still agree with Aaron to go all the way, but if we don't get anything, that would be the failure that I would not want to have happen.
And there's one other thing on here, and I put it on assumed number of connections of 67. There are vacant properties in there. I don't know how that all lays out. There's some vacant land, so it could end up being 64 connections. I don't know if you're going to special assess vacant properties or not. I assume not. Or if people have two parcels that are serving one home. So there could be a couple little things there that would reduce the number of connections and push cost up slightly from what I'm showing.
Yeah, you just counted each parcel as one, correct?
I did.
So I think you're pretty close.
Wandawood is counted as 12 connections.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's not just one. That one is 12. But the Young property, there's several cabins there.
Yep.
It could turn out to be more than one. And I believe there's another parcel somewhere along there where they had
a few separate
cabins.
There's one with three cabins on it.
Yeah. So until you really delve into those and look, some of that's dictated by the village and their RU requirements.
Of course, that one that we're talking about with three, I think, is non-conforming, so I'm not sure how that all affects. They'd all have to be hooked up, so I guess they're three separates.
Right.
Our ordinance. Bless you. Our ordinance table takes into account cottages and cabins and, you know, with the
right.
lesser things that are making it one full unit, you know, that parcel maybe would be 1.3 or something like that. So we've kind of got that addressed in our ordinance.
I just want to highlight, you know, when you're this early on taking the best swing at it, I mean, we're putting in a rough design. We feel like we've covered everything, but there's still some slight unknowns that could move cost around a little bit.
So what I'm hearing from you is let's take C and round it up to get where we need to be with Wandawood.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the board think of that? Shelley? I'm going to hit you first this time.
I say let's go for it because that does take care of what both of you were thinking. B would go up, C would go down. No, vice versa. C would go up, B would go down, so we'll get as much in as we can possibly get and throw out the mailings and see what kind of interest we have. And if we have good interest,
yeah.
And if we see interest even down the line more, we can come back to the table and see what we can do.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, actually. Mike?
I'd agree with Shelley.
Okay. Aaron?
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So somebody make a motion?
I'll move to go with option C, which round up option C, which would be what am I doing, Brad?
11-8.
Yeah, but that's per connection. Let's talk about the cost of the project.
Oh, I see.
Instead of
see to allow enough pipe to connect the Wandawood system. Would that make sense, Brad?
11-8 with 67, that puts you at 796.
I would say let's go with option C. With a project cost that would be approximately $800,000.
There you go.
And do a mailing based on information, based on that.
Okay. Do we have support?
I'll support.
Okay. Discussion. Do we have any?
I'm discussed out.
You want to do a roll call vote on this?
Yeah, I do. Roll call. Shemansky?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Boisbert? Yes. Eisenhart?
Yes.
And Dick Holtz is absent. Motion passes. Then the second part of this discussion is going to be, I think, even a little more challenging. But Brad?
Yeah.
You want to touch on the equipment part of it?
All the actual individuals' equipment. Yeah, so I reached out, doing it for Milton too, but it also is applicable to this project, is what we're kind of thinking if this moves forward is making the equipment cost be, or the equipment itself be part of the actual tap fee or the connection fee. And by doing so, I think it helps save the homeowners. I'm going to round up, roughly $1,000 per person or more. But by doing that, you get bulk pricing on these units, these grinder pump packages from the supplier. I believe you should be able to get those and pass them along as, tax-free. So that saves. And then you're cutting out the markup that a contractor individually going by this, picking it up and bringing it is going to have on a product. So that could be well over $1,000 savings. And all we're trying to do is, and it also helps track that when a customer comes and gets ready to connect, he has to come to the township and do coordination to pick up that actual unit. And then we know how to track it as part of a, like the permit application. They fill that out and whatnot, and then maybe they've, wherever these get stored or something, but go pick it up. But anyways, it's a big cost savings, and it's still their pump. It's their ownership. All we're doing is facilitating the initial purchase through a connection fee, and it also allows that to be part of a special assessment where it could be financed and rolled in and not have to, cut another large check for the grinder pump package.
Any questions? The only thing I would add to it is this would only be the financing part of it. After it is put on the owner's property, it becomes their equipment, and they pay it off through the assessment, and they're responsible for maintenance, upkeep, and replacement. We just try to finance it for them through this process, just so we're all clear that, there wouldn't be any responsibility back to it.
Right.
Beyond providing it.
Is that a legal question at all, Bill? If we were to purchase it and make them use that, can we then cut and run?
I'm going to defer to Matt because somehow you're going to give them a bill of sale along this way.
Yeah.
It's their equipment, their maintenance, their upkeep on this thing.
Okay, so something like that along with their application
would
be, all right. I just want to make sure that we're not going to put ourselves in any position.
Right.
Because there's a side issue in this, because if you're going to get the equipment tax free, 6%, then when you convey it to the property owner, are you going to have to charge it? I don't know that, okay? How are we going to get...
That's true.
The state doesn't like to be short.
No.
And this issue has happened before. It's not new.
No.
So an expert like Matt
And I may eliminate a lot of the discussion. I like the idea personally. I'm just afraid we can't sell it because it's going to push the pricing up to a place where we're going to probably detour the original, the landowners. I mean, that's my thinking, but that's why we're going to talk about it. Because Aaron, I'm going to go back to your end and start with you. What do you think?
I mean, they're going to have that equipment.
Yep, I agree.
There's no way of, I don't want to say spinning, that's the wrong word, but it is what it is. They're going to have that equipment. I think it will be a cheaper option regardless, even if you add the tax to it.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody going to do 50 connections versus this guy do 3 and this guy do 8, mm-hmm. You're going to get somebody that's going to do them over and over again. They're going to have the same point of contact. It's the best option, in my opinion.
Plus, they can spread it. They're spreading the cost.
Yeah, they can include that right into their. They can.
Maybe that's the difference. Is still buy it bulk with the taxes, and not have it part of their assessment, but have it available.
Well, then we wouldn't be able to fund it.
Right.
If that's the case, we could just have a block of them set aside and let them buy them direct from one company. The only advantage I can see was if we were able to fund it through this and do it so it's not out of, all out of pocket at one time.
You're saying you can't do that?
We're tax exempt, so the project would be tax exempt and we'd be buying equipment with that, and then...
But this could be, could that be included in the overall, I mean, could we add that to an overall price, like pay for 20 years?
That's what we're hoping, but then we want to take ourselves out of it and say it belongs to you, so...
Warranty and everything is, I mean, one-time purchase years.
As a landowner, I like it because I think I'm getting a good value and I don't have to pay for it all at one time, but it's a big number.
And most homeowners are not going to want to have to go out and find somebody to do this for them.
No.
The value is going to be there, I think.
They still have the responsibility to remove their old tank or whatever they want to do. And what else, Brad?
Well, I was referring to the equipment only. They could still independently have a different contractor do it or...
Install it.
Yeah.
This doesn't include installation.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But there's a big value in, A, they can finance it for the 20 years, if that's how it works out, and the bulk pricing with no markup. You know, taxes is a bonus if it happens or not. It's just a simple thing that could be done through the project and be a big benefit to each homeowner is why I would recommend looking at it.
I would agree with that. I don't see a better option overall.
Right.
What do you think, Mike?
I agree with Aaron. The better it is that, you know, get it all done at once and stuff like that to be...
Shelley?
I think that is a great option for the people. I just want to make sure we can do it.
Got to make sure we don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we know the proposal we want to offer. Do we then offer the option at the meeting to see what the feedback is and go from there, or do we make a decision now? Question. Guys.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I like, you know, these things that we've got from Brad, these breakdowns, it shows it right there. So I guess I'm for asking the people what they would like. I mean, who wouldn't want that? But you never know. I'm going to do a mailing, so I'm going to send this and say this is the cost of the project, this is the cost of connection. Township will decide if all of it gets thrown into a special assessment based on your opinion.
Because if we pull the equipment out, it becomes a lot more affordable up front. But long term, I like the idea of having the equipment in personally. But... that's a big number. I can just see we can get a big pushback at the meeting that, wow, how'd it go from whatever, 11 to 19 or wherever it ends up? You know, now if we could explain the project cost and then say optionally we could do this, I think, is that a better way to sell it? I don't know. I'm asking.
I think it would be that they know exactly what their costs are. You know, surprise them once they get the thing and then you come to hook it up and they go, what is this now? You know, you tell them up front.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean hide anything, but I...
yeah. No, really, you know, just give them the option.
Right. You're saying give them the option, which is what I said, instead of just saying this is how we're going to do it.
Right. But be like...
or this is how we're going to do it. Probably just makes more sense.
On this one... it's all about the, you know, after the first meeting, I can give you a lot better answer.
Yeah.
We might get run out of the place, but or not.
That's true.
Won't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I would say this. We know the project cost. I think just the way you laid it out, to Shelley's point, we'll do the same thing again. And then ask, if we think we're getting traction on the project cost, how do you guys want to go with the next piece of it? And maybe make a decision at that not a decision, but have that discussion at that hearing, or that open meeting.
You might have a better feel for which way to go. I think we know which way it's going to go, but as a homeowner, I guess I would, the more I feel like it's in my control, when I walk into a meeting, you know, I'm part of this process.
Well, it
part
might,
of making the decision.
It might give them a chance to go out and price the stuff and then get an idea, because I have a pretty good idea. Brad's exactly right. We won't do better than this. And I know that from being around this type of thing. A lot of people may say, geez, that's too much for a pump and a piece of line and a tank. I don't want to get into a debate over that. If we can avoid it, just getting, if we can get the main in and what have you. But I would really like to see us do the whole process, or at least be able to. But I mean, that's, is everyone okay with doing it that way, laying out the proposed project, just like he did here with the equipment for secondary discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I feel comfortable with that, because then we can always back up or go forward on that one. Because we'll know in a heartbeat how it's going. What else do we have, Brad? I'm going to call you Aaron all day. I'm sorry.
Here.
Yeah.
You don't even look like him.
No, I'm all set from my end. I think we've covered what we look to cover today.
We would have a map then with just what you're talking about. You'll be able to bolt down a little more of where we got to go up in this property, maybe.
Down towards Spirea Drive? Or?
No, up into Mondawood.
Mid.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah. I could look at that a little bit more.
Does the board have any other questions for Brad?
Okay.
You'll see a visor there.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
So the next step is Brad and I will get together and create a mailing to all of the property owners, which will include this estimate and a copy of the map and a notice. And I think we set up February 11th.
11th or 12th. But I think you're right, Shalene.
For a special meeting?
6 p.m.
Was it February 11th?
Yes, you're correct. 6 p.m.
It's right after the same day as the regular meeting, but it's at 6 p.m.
And with that mailing, because we know people are going to be gone, not everybody, but some people are going to be gone, it'll hopefully get to people wherever they are, and they can call and ask any questions send someone to the meeting if they'd like, but either way, we'll be here to answer what their questions are.
We might get a lot of feedback before that, too. You never know. Well, I'm good with sewer. Is there anything else we need to talk about, Brad?
No, I don't have anything else. Nothing I can think of.
Okay.
I would suggest only that you do give Matt Zimmerman a phone call just to ask if that is indeed possible or considered. I believe it is. But
yeah,
don't know.
I will.
Because I think they're considering it at Milton Township, are they not?
Yeah.
And he's been involved in that process.
Well, in all honesty, they already did it once. It was called Birch Lake. And I'm not sure how they did it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to exactly go back there, but.
Because we want to, right up front, disclose and put out that the equipment belongs to the property owner.
Yep.
They must install it. We're simply a financing tool. So all maintenance, repair, and warranty work or anything like that is the property owner, not the township.
Yeah, I mean, part of the benefit fee is to include the provided equipment. That's no ownership, no nothing. You're just providing it as part of the fee.
Just
cost.
Like the main and everything else. It's a piece of the puzzle.
It's part of their tap fee. They're getting their on-site equipment. But, yes, I would definitely follow up with Zimmerman just to make sure. Yeah. All
maybe
the
we can pick a day this week or something. You and I, or I'll call him.
Yeah.
And get with him. Is there anything else for Brad at this point? The only other thing that I would bring up, again, is Mike and I are reviewing, going to review as the whole board will, the sewer rates coming up. We have to do that in February, and we've got Brad working on coming up with what he thinks we should have or be where we should be, maybe where we need to be or not. But he's going to evaluate, I'm going to have this wrong, is it repair, isn't it? Or,
yes.
Yes, repair, and that's the only item we got to address. We only have one time a year to do it. Mike has found that we have not made an adjustment since 2015, so I'm sure we need to look at it, at least review it.
Yes. So,
and Brad will be getting back to us on that for a recommendation for the board. Anything else? Okay, we'll move on. Brad, thank you. I know you got to run, so
yeah, I got it.
We will talk with you later on. Thanks.
Sheriff's report.
Okay. Sorry, Dan, but you're next.
I need an email so I can move my stuff up. You're fine. So, just real quick on the numbers for year end from April. I'm sorry, from April. I wish it was April or May. Year end for 2019 and 2018. 911 checks were up. You had 106 in the year of 2019. 2018, you had 68. Animal control complaints were up. You had 10. You had 7 in 2018. Beanies in progress, you had 2. You didn't have any the year before at all. Car deer accidents, there were 27. There were 22 in 2018. Fireworks complaints were up by 1. You had 2. You only had 1 the year before. And that seems to be about the wake across the board for the count, for the townships. Usually there's only 1 or 2 for the whole year. Your larcenies were up by a couple. You had 5. You had 2 the year before. Marine patrol complaints were up by 1. You had 8. You had 7 the year before, and stops were the same. They were 5 and 5. Medical calls were down. You had 62. You had 95 the year before. Personal injury accidents were only up by 1. You had 24, and you had 23 the year before. Property damage accidents were the same. They were 14 and 14. And your traffic stops were down by a little bit. They were 228 for the year of 2019. They were 284 for the year of 2018. I also looked at 2017. They were 264. So you're down a little bit on the traffic stops. Also understand that that's traffic stops across the board, village, county, and state police, so you understand that. Total calls of service were 770 for 2019. For 2018, your total calls of service were 838. 2017, I went back 1 year, they were 774, so it's pretty close for the most part. Personnel-wise, we've been down 4 on the road. We're back. I got one back off of a sick and accident. He got back yesterday, finally. So we're down 3. We got 2 out on work comp, and I'm still trying to hire one that the commissioners have allowed us to hire, but I can't get any qualified applicants right now yet, so we're still struggling with that. Dispatch, after almost 3 years of reporting shortage, we are finally back to full strength. We have a gal that just got off probation. I have one that just got done with training. And then we hired a gentleman by the name of John Coldwell, who just started here about 6 weeks ago. So we're in the midst of getting him trained yet. So hopefully we can get everybody through the training and through probation. We'll be back to full speed in dispatch. We had a gentleman leave last July. We hired a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Gates. He's from the Elba. He's originally from the Elba area, living up in Charlevoix. He had been in the Navy and come back for work. We hired him. He just got done with training. Karen Thomas, who's been with the office for about 20 years, she did the secretarial pool, and then she moved to corrections about 11 years ago. She just retired officially as the 28th or 29th of December. And Jim School, who's been with us about 33 and a half years, he started in 1986. He's going to be done as of April 4th. So we're getting some aged out and people retiring out now. So we have a gentleman we're getting ready. We just hired named Matthew Payne. He's got some background in law enforcement, moved down to Florida, came back. I always say it's like a bunch of chickens. Everybody comes back to roost. So he's back, and we hired him for corrections to replace Karen. And we're still working on the one to replace Jim School, but we've got some time with that yet. So, animal control, we're two full-time people, finally, after struggling some in the last year. We are actually just getting done with the background on a one part-time person that would replace Nancy Rodriguez, who had been with us forever. And we actually, the commissioners allowed us to hire one other part-time animal control person, which we've done a couple pools of applicants now. And that last one we hire will help to give us some extra hours in the evenings, we're hoping. We close now at 4 o'clock. People are still coming and wanting to drop off dogs or go look at animals after hours, and we're hoping to be able to stay open until 5 or 6 o'clock to pick up those people getting out of work until later in the afternoons, especially out of Anchor, Danley, and some other areas of the county they're still working until 4 or 5 in the afternoon on the day shift. So we're hoping to be able to do that with our extra part-time person. Another than that, I just bring up your attention to the newsletter we put out. You should have got on an email. My biggest thing with that is just to bring up the last one about staying on trails and staying off of farmland. We have really tried to address this in the years past, and we're still struggling with the snowmobilers, trying to get them educated on the farmland issues. You have a lot of it over here. Well, we have a lot of it on the west side, or I'm not, excuse me, on the east side, and between Kitchen Farms and some of the other ones, still struggling with that. It doesn't have to be posted, doesn't have to be marked, doesn't have to be fenced. It's farmland, they cannot be on it. So we're trying to address that with the snowmobilers more and more each year so that they get the idea. So other than that, it's been good so far. Snowmobiles have been out, had a few accidents, but nothing major, so. Is there any questions?
No, I just noticed we only had one noise complaint all year.
Yeah, those noise complaints can be anything from a car to somebody playing music too loud. So that's what that would be. That's a whole different ballgame than fireworks and some other things go on.
No, I was just curious.
Yeah, no, that was it. I looked at that too. That's why I looked at the fireworks, because the fireworks has always been the topic, especially since the state went ahead and changed everything on us. And it's still, we're still, couple townships are 4 to 5, but we're not, it's not inundated like I really had anticipated it would be.
One noise complaint, one shot's fired, kind of.
Yeah, more than likely somebody's shooting into a bank and everybody gets, you know, I mean nothing by it, but people come in from the city, buy these houses, Elk Rapids, especially I live over in Mancelona, so you look at that township over there, it's a double township, and the people are complaining about people shooting guns, and you came to Northern Michigan for a reason, I'm sorry to tell you, but that's the way it is. As long as they're shooting safely and with the backstops, everything they're supposed to have, there's really nothing we can do, and there's some people that get pretty well tuned up about it yet, but it is what it is. So,
does the board have anything else for Dan? Is there anything new on the marijuana? I mean, we
nothing on the marijuana front. The only thing I would tell you is Elk Rapids is looking at the vote yet. I'm sorry. I'm in Elk Rapids. Central Lake is looking at the vote yet. They did have a gal that went out and did get the petition and the numbers. So where that ends up, where that lands, I don't know. But that'll be the only one that I'm aware of. If it does land, I'm hoping it doesn't. They have a group together that is trying to advocate against it, and they're trying to get that out to the voters. So it'll be interesting to see how that vote goes. It's just going to be interesting. And, again, I've told this board, I know boards change and things are going to happen. But right now this county has held out quite well and not advocating for it and not getting them in. So, anyway.
Anything else for Dan?
Thank you very much. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. We'll move on. The commissioner, I don't see him here. So we'll go on to the ambulance. Go ahead and do the
okay.
Month.
For the month of December, the Elk Rapids Township and Village, we had 21 calls for service, and there was 18 transports.
Well, and also at our meeting, this MMR has been doing a survey report. They put their information into a system that's nationwide, and we have a five-year run. I think everybody has it in front of them, but just to explain it a little bit, found this really interesting because over the 5 years of the people who responded to the survey, there was 199 responses. Now, the number of patients in the report was 367,000 plus, 368. MMR score overall came back 91.13 satisfaction, which their goal is to be between 91 and 93. I really think, you know, they talked about dispatch time, quality of service. The biggest thing that comes back, and I've personally had some personal experience with this, the ride of the ambulance. The ride always comes back as being the one thing that doesn't score quite as high, because I guess the trucks don't ride good on rough roads. And my parents both attest to that. But otherwise, they came back with very good scores. And like I told Steve at the meeting, I said, you know, this really is a reflection of our service. We get the reports every month, and I'm pretty confident he would have agreed, or he did agree, that the only folks that are going to answer these surveys are the ones that are really upset or the ones that are really happy. So to come back with a 91.13 score, I think is outstanding, and I think it speaks well for MMR being our service provider, and I hope that it continues. I mean, it's quite extensive, you know, and they're talking about the medic's privacy, down to billing, you know, the whole process that you go through when you have an ambulance ride. So, I mean, it's not just picking them up. It's to the hospital and then afterwards. And as you would expect, of course, there are some of the lower scores that would come in under the billing issues and different things, but they were still doggone, they're almost near 90% on all of that. So overall, to end up with that score, I think is pretty darn good. And I'm pretty glad that we have this service. And it's hard to believe we're into year six, our second contract. And I can report that both Milton and Whitewater Townships are very satisfied as well. So just a little update. I forgot they were doing this. I know in the beginning they told us they would be collecting data, which, and they will continue to, so we'll know more every so often. So that's a little bit of an update with MMR. Is there anything else? Any questions? Okay, we'll move on. Service contract.
Fire.
Yeah, pardon me?
Fire.
No, I'm just looking at the service contract with them. Question, Bill. I know Shelley asked me yesterday, I forgot to call you, but do you have the contracts back, the signed ones?
The fully signed contracts, including the service agreement, the lease of the real estate, and the lease of the motor vehicles, yeah, they were emailed to you when I got them back. They're all dated December 18, 2019, for a five-year term, January 1, 2020, to December 31st, 2024, and the originals were all given to Shelley today.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
And Milton has an assigned original of the agreement, but only copies of the two leases. And they were given the entire package last night also.
Okay. Very good. We'll move on to fire. Ken?
Thanks. Good morning. Ken Williamson, fire chief. And I can attest to the bad ride. I mean, that thing rides like a Sherman tank. And that is left over from the previous administration, and I can't believe they're still running it, but whatever.
Yeah, they want to get rid of it. But they gotta wear it out, they claim.
Not my gig. So, we had 11 incidents in December. Run breakdowns on the back, that starts a new year for us. Our runs, everything revolves around a December 1st start date, so that's why you see the, rather than the fiscal year for you guys. So we're starting another year for us runs-wise, and we're still at 18 staff. We do have a class starting across the street here February 4th for Firefighter 2. We do have one of our Elk Rapids guys attending that. And then I think every one of our people, except for the Explorers, are going to have Firefighter 1 and 2. So it'll be nice to have. Rescue boat right there. I think all of you having a chance to look at the budget adjustment that we're asking for. The boat committee met and was pretty adamant that they don't want to go backwards. We want to continue with the same level of service that we have, which means getting the same boat that we had That's going to cost us a little bit more money, but there's a couple advantages to that. Number one, we get to use the same motor, which wasn't going to be able to do if we went another route, and that would have been an increased expense, and it also wouldn't have a warranty because that motor weighed more than what the boat's capacity was. So we'd like to do that. If you guys can consider that, it'd be great. It's time again for all our members to get their annual physicals. Those are being scheduled, as we talked about. Met with Shelley yesterday a little bit, and she gave me some direction on putting together a budget for next year, so I'm in the process of that. We had our elections at our annual business meeting last night, and we also recognized three firefighters for their 10 years of service awards, and we also have our, where'd he go? He ducked on me. We also have our Firefighter of the Year with us here today, Vince Cooper. So, congratulations to Vince. He's done a great job for us. The only, I'll get an officer recommendation to you for next month, but we do have a change in a lieutenant for next year, but that won't start till April 1st. So, annual report is attached. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to look at that. It's kind of my first stab at it, and I don't know if you want more or you want less. Is it too much or too little? I'm open to suggestions, seeing as it's my first attempt, and I don't know what you guys think.
I like that we got one in the first place. Yeah.
Okay.
To be honest, I did not go through it as well as I should have, so.
Okay. Well, look through it. Let me know. Comments, suggestions. I'm open. I can pretty easy to modify it. So.
Eye signs. I mean, from what I saw, that's kind of just an update of what has happened.
Right.
I do like that. I mean, just kind of an overview.
Right. And I can inundate you with statistics that I don't know if you really care about, but.
I'm not thinking we need to go quite that deep into detail until if we want to, we can ask.
But okay.
Just to know about, this is my opinion, just to know about what's going on is, I think, a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's well put together, and it's good information for you as well to dig deep into each one of those items. So
okay.
That looks well done.
Okay. I look at it as something we can look back a year from now, you know, and kind of see where we are as we progress.
Sure. Yep.
So just kind of a bookmark of time.
You think that's something worthy of publishing in the newspaper for everyone to know or not?
The whole report?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Unless...
Just
no,
saying.
Okay, I just didn't know how interested you think the taxpayers would be in some of this.
I will put it on our website under the fire.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
That's a freebie.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
This would be expensive to
yeah.
get the paper.
Yeah, it would. But.
My only suggestion, and it is if your program would handle it, is when you start comparing the structure fires, what you do, if you could do that, and that could be published, I think, quite cheaply on this thing. Compare it over a five-year period, structure fires have been, and here's what they're doing. So at a quick glance, you don't have to compare numbers here, is at a quick glance, it's
sure.
there.
Sure.
And your primary ones, you don't have to.
And I can build that database over time. We just haven't done before, so.
And that's a quick reference, is
yep.
all it is.
Sure.
How's our structure fires been doing? All
easy to do, yep.
Yeah,
why
year to year.
Is it increasing or why is it decreasing?
As you
right.
build it, that
right.
might, that is a good idea. I like that.
Okay.
We can look back and see kind of a trend.
Sure. Exactly. That's the idea. That's a starting point. Baby steps. Anyways.
Oh, I think it's good.
Okay. And then the only other comment I have is what we talked about last month with the letter that went out to all the property owners. I did get one response, and I'm going to go down and talk to that property owner about
good.
The road down there. So.
Good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad at least that shows somebody.
Somebody read, yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
read the letter.
Yep. No, I think it's a great thing.
Did we do any of those long drives, or did we just do Lakeshore? I don't remember.
We did the opposite ends of Lakeshore Drive.
Okay, yeah.
The, yep.
The two that are hard to get to.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I think that'll hopefully in the long term help you out.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If you can have a discussion before we have an emergency, it's always better.
For sure.
Yep. Does the board have anything else for Ken? We do need to make a motion on this.
Budget adjustment.
It's the budget adjustment, right?
Yes. Is there any questions? Ken, do you want to walk through it quick?
Just basically, we reviewed our budget and where we're at this year and where we feel we have enough room to make these adjustments without, you know, having to borrow from our reserve or go over our budget. And I think we didn't spend as much, obviously, in the retirement category as we anticipated. Our insurance came in a little bit better than what it did the year before. And then we robbed a couple other little areas. Not robbed, but whatever you want to call it.
Adjusted.
Adjusted, yeah. But so $15,000 should get us where we need to be to do the boat. So.
Okay. Now, did you run this by the fire board? I'm just curious.
I have not.
Okay. I guess what's the board's pleasure?
I'll move to approve the budget adjustment as presented.
Support. Any further discussion? Will you run this by fire board just to update them?
Yeah, I'll let them know that you guys approved that. I don't think they're not meeting for another month yet, so I'd need to get this process going before that if
sure.
all possible. So.
Oh, no, that's fine. Roll call vote, please.
Roll call, Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes. Eisenhart.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
And Holtz is absent.
Yes, he is. Okay, anything further for Ken? Any other questions? Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
We'll move on to street light installation. Shelley's been working on a light program with consumers. Now, I'll let Shelley explain where she is.
We did have a request from a resident down on Sunset Shores to see if they could get a street light put at US 31 and Sunset Shores. And we checked with consumers and got it underway. And for $100, they're going to put a pole up and an LED light, so that will help that intersection. I have a resolution included in this packet that needs to go to back to
consumers
because it's a, you know, just kind of a contract with them. So if we could get approval from the board to go ahead and do this, I numbered it resolution 2020-1.
Are you making the motion, Shelley?
I move to approve resolution 2020-1 between Elk Rapids Township and Consumers Energy.
Support. Any further discussion? The only thing I'd like to say is, it's kind of an unwritten rule, but our board has viewed this as, you know, we will advance $100 toward a light program. We're not trying to set any precedents, but any more than that, we're probably going to have to ask for help. But I mean, because I'm not just sure what we're going to be faced with lighting, but something this small, it appears that we can handle that, but we don't want to get into a situation where we could be moving poles or setting up other types of lights, because we've had quotes as high as $1,200 to $1,500 on a light system. So I just wanted to state that so that everybody kind of knows at least we're trying to stay.
Can we do a roll call vote on this one too?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yep.
You spent the dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Roll call vote. Boisvert, yes. Eisenhart.
Yes.
Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes. And Dick Holtz is absent. The motion's approved.
Very good.
And I know Shelley has been working on it for quite some time because, as I'm sure Aaron knows, consumers doesn't move at the speed of light.
Yeah.
At all.
No pun.
Nope. So we'll move on. Maple Grove Cemetery. We've been kicking around, as I'm sure everyone knows, naming the roads out there. And Shelley and I've talked about it a little bit, but want to talk to the board to see if there's any further ideas. talking about potentially tree names, such as maple or oak or something like that, but then we realized that that could end up being duplication. So I suggested maybe cherry or something like that, apple, due to the region. But what we're thinking is, you know, let's ask the board, what does anyone else have any ideas? And we've got to identify actually how many roads we're naming. So we're wanting to, I know Shelley's wanting to get this kind of wrapped up before the her season kicks off. So I guess Aaron or Mike?
I'm all for naming the roads. I mean, you just can't tell somebody to turn at the oak tree down there or this marker.
Yeah, you can.
They've been doing it.
They've been doing it. Yeah, I know. But it would make it a lot easier. The thing is, if you name it with all the trees that are native to this thing, you don't want to duplicate the ones we got in the village.
Correct.
And I'm sure there's probably some. Like I said, I don't know how many we have to name.
Is anyone opposed to using fruit trees with a mixture of others?
I just don't think you can use names. Any family names anymore,
no.
I don't think.
Oh, no, that's fine. We were, you know, just kind of dreaming.
Yeah.
I mean, but we're all, I mean, anybody's got any better ideas?
I think trees is trees. A great idea.
Yeah. Okay.
When we were talking about trees, you know, we knew that already in our township we have, you know, in the village, with spruce, cedar, oak, you know, and that kind of brings you down to the trees with the longer names. And I really did want to keep it simple. So I'm kind of with Dorrance on the cherry tree lane, elk, you know, plum, you know, that kind of thing. I think we'll only need, you know, less than 10 names. So
suggestions if they know a fruit they like. Vince?
They may have to go to bushes too.
Yeah.
May have to.
We could do blueberry and strawberry and
something simple.
But that is, you know, that is what we're known for. So I like that.
Oh, I'm good with it. If I just want, you know, so we're all on the same page.
So we can get going on that and present something then, as soon as we really figure out what kind of, you know, it's winter time again, and I know there's curves and around, so it's like what road follows what, where does it end, that kind of thing. But we'll throw out a bunch of stuff because it's a zoning thing, isn't it? Or don't we have to present something to the county?
Yes,
to the county.
So it's not zoning.
It's public, but they're not talented or anything. They don't have any objection, I don't think. And if there's a cherry lane somewhere else in the county, they're not apt to get emergency calls to the cemetery, okay?
Hopefully.
That's where they can easily object, yeah.
Dorrance cherry trees have 911
there. Yeah. Gosh, that'd be something.
Well, we'll get going on that and then bring something back with what we've developed.
Shelley, do you have anything else for the cemetery?
No. Okay. Not that I can think of right now.
Okay. We will move on, Traverse City to Charlevoix Trail. I don't have anything to add to it. I know there's a...
Just an update in there for the board.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you have anything more, Shelley?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to attorney's report.
Attorney's report for January. The 41 calls in December that the sheriff reported on is probably the least we've had in 10 years, just so you know. Last year was 54, and we've had as high as 77, it looks like. There's not a lot going on. Nothing new on farmland open space preservation with Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy. There's nothing new on Camelot Huron and the Wilcox Park properties. It will be going on the tax rolls. There'll be a notice sent out to the heirs in March for the Board of Review. Planning Commission, no meetings are scheduled yet. For 2020, nothing's on the agenda that I see. Bertha, we've heard reports on a monthly basis, usually on that. Nothing on the ZBA. The sewer, we've already handled. The marijuana, medical, recreational, and hemp, there's nothing new to report on this. I don't know, I've been watching Central Lake because of the only entity in the county that I know has got a petition out there. I thought the election would have been last year in 2019, but I'm not certain when it's going to be. But they have petitioned it. The lady was mainly interested in the oils, I think, but we'll see. Cemetery was handled. Nothing new at the state level on short-term rentals. The township did pass its revised ordinance, but it will not be effective until January 1, 2021. And they'll be given notices just like Shelley did in the tax bills for the assessing to warn all the property owners in the township that that ordinance for short-term rentals, vacation rentals, has been modified. They should check into it if they're going to be in the rental business. Village is still working on theirs, I believe. Handle the MMR service agreement and the TART trail you've already covered. So that's all for my report.
What was it? Gosh, Bill, refresh me. Oh, building. You and I have talked about our agreement with the village, and we are working on that.
Yeah, when we were looking at this building overall maintenance and so forth, I just had pulled the tax rolls up. And the tax rolls are still in the joint building authority. They're out of business. They've been out of business since 2006. I went back in my files and I had given a deed to the township for the authority to convey the property back to the village and the township, which they had received it from before they built the building. I asked for a title search twice at the Inter-County Abstract Office. There is no deed on record. There is no deed recorded on record. Shelley was so kind to get all the boxes together she could find regarding the authority. I finally went through them. One of the last files, last box, I found a memo from the authority signed by the three members. And one of the paragraphs said that Tim Roach had indeed signed that deed. Signed Amy. It wasn't in the file, a copy wasn't in the file, couldn't find it. So I called up Tim Roach, Mr. Roach. He remembered signing it. I read the memo for him. He had a copy of the memo in his file. But he said he would have given it, he thought, to the village, the deed. I said, well, we've left a message with the present one, but I will call. He said, well, Bob Peterson would probably know. So I called up Bob, and he said, he recalls it, but that's all he can recall. And he said, it would have been in the files. And he didn't know why it wasn't recorded. So we're still looking, and we've asked Bill to check if there's any more files that we haven't reviewed to find that original deed. We can replace it. We have to.
Yeah, I just wanted to have Bill explain this to you guys because what I've asked him to do is to go forward and to try. I've spoke with Bill Cooper as well about trying to come up with another deed or file for a lost deed. Is that correct?
Well, we'll just, Mr. Roach has agreed to sign a replacement deed.
Replacement.
Right. And we'll indicate it's to replace a lost deed that was signed on or about May in 2006. It's been lost.
So technically, we don't have any agreement. I mean, the ownership is one thing, but on the operations of it, we've always just kind of always considered one another, but there's no formal agreement at this point. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Because the other deal is extended.
There was a lease that was a two-year lease. That lease expired in 2006, which said basically many pages, but any expenses would be shared equally between the village and the township. Not the authority wasn't going to pay for it, okay, on that. But that lease expired, and that's part of that lease was when the lease expired, they're going to convey the property back. And And they did, they thought. But it just not did not get on record.
So we are, or Bill is putting that together, and hopefully in another month we'll have the answer to that and correct it. But just one of those things that I assume never got taken care of. So do you have any more to add to that, Bill?
No, nothing more.
Any questions for Bill? Well, with that, Township Board announcements. There was some, was there something we wanted to announce? Can't remember now. Anybody have anything? That's great.
Well, welcome to my world. Yeah. I will say that we did purchase a new voting machine, got it up and running. We've got elections coming up March 10th. It's a busy, busy time. Anybody that wants to be an absentee voter can do that. Please just contact my office. Mailings went out. We're going to start with processes for that. And like I said, anybody has any questions on registering to vote or voting absentee or any of that stuff, please feel free to call our office and we'll help you out.
What is running in March?
It's the presidential primary, right. March 10th. So, as soon as we know the ballots have been printed too. So just a warning that when you vote, make sure that your choice is still in the running or has not dropped out, because that happens all the time at this stage. I mean, ballots have to be printed and people are, they drop off on each side. So watch what you're doing.
Mike, would you do me one favor and remind us of the board of review dates, because they're getting close again?
March 11th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's a Wednesday, and Thursday, March 12th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, I just want to keep pounding that home, because yes, we want to make sure everybody that has questions comes.
Because when you get your new assessment at the end of February that says this is not a tax bill, do not throw it out.
Yes.
That's the only information as to why your taxes could be raised because of the state inflation rate. And then when you get the bill in July, don't call me because I can't raise your taxes. State of Michigan does that automatically by the inflation rate on that form.
You mean I'm not supposed to give your name out anymore?
No. I just tell them it's Carlene's fault.
What was the first date again?
What?
March. What was the first date?
March 11th.
And that was 8 to?
March 11th from 9 to 3.
9 to 3.
And then the 12th from 3 to 9. 9.
All right.
And, okay. And since he's back in the room, we'll congratulate Vince Cooper for Fireman of the Year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, everyone. Meeting's adjourned, I'm sorry. Yes.